evening, everyone. I'd like to call this committee of the whole meeting together. As you know, from the agenda, we've got a conversation that was requested by one of our neighbors, Ms. Tara Hay, correct? And she wanted to speak to us about a potential funding for an inclusive playground at Stranahan Elementary. She passed out some information. I understand she has a presentation as well. But for the purposes of this conversation, and this is being recorded, correct, Laura?
It is being recorded.
All members of City Council are here, along with the mayor, various members of the administrative staff, Ms. Tara Hay, who's doing the presentation, and other members from the community. Based on their t-shirts, I'm assuming they're in support of the effort. So we appreciate you coming. Thank you. So, Ms. Hay, if you want to do your presentation, and if you could just give us your name again and address for the record, please, that would be great.
My name is Tara Hay, H-A-Y-E, 4130 Rockland Road, Little Ohio, 12263.
Great.
Thank you very much for having me today. I'm excited to share this presentation with you. We feel like this is a very important project for our entire community. So many benefits to offer all of our residents and neighbors across the community. So I'll be sharing with you today our inclusive and accessible playground initiative.
While this is an initiative brought forth by the Stranahan Elementary PTA, this is a project we feel much grander than just the PTA. This is really a community project to bring us all together.
To really make something more inclusive and accessible to everyone. I'm wondering if this install seems that it's blocking one of the other kinds. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, you're up. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, my mobile is having difficulties here. I'm gonna, it's a little.
Chakra, you don't have a help over here?
Oh, we'll use the down, okay. Certain things, there we go. All right. Before I get into the actual project itself, just wanted to introduce myself a little bit, so you know a little bit more about my background. As I mentioned, I'm the president of the Stranahan PTA. I'm also a Sylvania Township resident. I am a substitute teacher in the school district, as well as full-time mom. Prior to my current role, I spent roughly 14 years at Aldi Foods as a corporate director of Vine. I was responsible for roughly $3 billion in sales, worked with product launches, key supplier relationships, and initiatives across the board. So I do have a corporate background and experience with that, coupled with my experience as a mom. So my child does have some complex medical needs. So I've experienced with early childhood development, as well as physical therapies, occupational therapies, speech therapies, you name it. Together, that experience really lends to this particular project and makes it really a lot of resources for me and experience across the board. So our mission with this project is to develop an inclusive and accessible outdoor playground that both typically developing children and children with special needs have an opportunity to play alongside one another. The playground will address physical accessibility as well as sensory, social-emotional, and cognitive accessibility as well. So our vision is to incorporate the principles of universal design. These range everything from safety to different techniques and things to use across the playground itself and the equipment. We'll remove physical and social barriers. We will incorporate poured rubber surfacing. And this, I might add, is a very important component in the accessible playground field. Without that, it makes it very challenging for users to get across and utilize the space. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But we'll also have standard and adaptive equipment. Having both pieces and styles of equipment is very important in making a playground inclusive. And we'll also have accessible ramping. So what is an inclusive play space? So inclusive means including everyone. We all know that. But what makes a play space inclusive is ensuring that we have a variety of play elements, a varying degree of difficulties and challenge. provides accessibility aspects for the users of different needs. So whether you have physical challenges or sensory challenges or even cognitive delays, we're making sure that that play space can incorporate all those users. It'll also allow users to play alongside one another rather than separately. So this is perfect for families with children who have disabilities. It allows peers to play together and everyone to enjoy the same space. It also provides an environment where everyone feels welcomed, valued, and can participate. I feel like it's best to view the illustrations to have a better understanding of what this really means. In these examples, we see these across our community. We see these across the state as well. The first one would be exclusion. So this would be an example of something we commonly see across playgrounds everywhere, mulch. Mulch is one of those things that, while it is considered ADA accessible, if you've ever tried to push a stroller across mulch or a wheelchair or any kind of mobility aid, it can be very challenging. And if the user has enough strength to propel their device across that mulch, by the time they get to that play space, they're exhausted because they've exerted so much energy. We see this across the board. It's very, very common. Segregation is another example. This would be where we have two playgrounds side by side, or play spaces, have you. One is fenced in, one is an open space. While that fence protects children who have development concerns and provides them safety, it segregates them from their peers. So it creates, you know, disadvantages for both those children as well as their peers playing along the open area. Integration is something that we're seeing start to pop up in the communities, where we see adaptive swings being added to playgrounds. Unfortunately, oftentimes those swings are then surrounded by mulch. So we have this great piece of equipment that's really inaccessible to those users as well. What we want to intend to achieve and will achieve with this project is having an inclusive play space that, regardless of your abilities, you are able to play alongside one another and have your peers across the entire community. So why does inclusive play matter? Well, it fosters social, emotional, and physical development. It inspires friendships. It promotes kindness and diversity. It creates an awareness and provides atmosphere of respect, independence, and acceptance. All things I think we can all agree are very, very important to establish and instill in our youth. Sylvania School's mission statement covers multiple core beliefs: the whole child, inclusivity, collaboration, community, continuous improvement. We feel like this project aligns perfectly with those core values. Student enrollment in Sylvania schools is just under 8,000. 13.1% of those students have special needs. Many of those needs may not necessarily be visible to the naked eye, which is why a play space like this is important, so we're capturing all of those disabilities, whether we can visually see them or they may be cognitive or sensory and so forth. The Department of Education also established numbers where we see that of 1,000 children, 85 of them will have some form of a disability, ranging from physical to cognitive, could be complex needs. What's important with inclusive play, again, is that we remove those physical and social barriers so that all children can fully participate, regardless of their ability or disability. Which brings us to our location. So as a representative of the Stranahan PTA, oftentimes people think, oh, well, you want to put it at Stranahan because you're part of the PTA. Not the case at all. For us, right from the beginning, this was something that was a community-minded goal for us. We wanted to establish something that the entire community could benefit from. We've been inspired what we've seen in Wood County. You may be familiar with the organization Wood County Plays. They've developed two already. They're working on their third inclusive playground in Wood County, and they've done a fantastic job. They have shared great resources with us and really been an ally in sharing some important things they've learned along the way. When we look at our location, we look at what works for Sylvania. We feel like Stranahan is a perfect location for this based on kind of where it falls within in the city. Kind of brings together a nice middle location between the north and south. And what's really great is it backs up to the metro parks. Oftentimes people don't always realize there's direct access there to Wildwood, but those of you that do enjoy it regularly. We see so many different fitness organizations and groups accessing that park through behind our playground. Also, we have Sylvania Rec baseball fields adjacent to the lot as well, so making it really a perfect location to be able to improve and create an environment for everyone. It's used quite heavily throughout the spring and summer and really all year round. So again, it's just making a space that more people can actually access. So as I mentioned before, that poured-in-place rubber surfacing is a pretty critical component when you're looking at an inclusive and accessible play space. It's relatively low maintenance requirements. It is an expensive component. You're looking at roughly $28 a square foot when all said and done, but low lifetime cost when you look at the longevity and how long the material actually lasts. It meets accessibility and safety standards, it's attractive, and it actually is pretty aesthetically pleasing. And what's great is that it's environmentally friendly as well because it's made of recycled rubber. Some of the design elements that we factored in when designing this particular playground were across the board. So everything from sensory to motor skills, social-emotional skills, as I mentioned. So when we're looking at sensory, we realize and we know that playgrounds provide multi-sensory experiences that support brain growth. And so looking at the equipment that we want to factor into this space, we wanted to make sure from a sensory standpoint that we honed in on tactile and visual and vestibular pieces. For motor skills, we're looking at hand-eye coordination, fine motor, agility, balance. All those things that, regardless, again, of your abilities, are all positive things to build up your skills across the board. From a cognitive standpoint, looking at strategic thinking. And oftentimes when you're thinking of playgrounds, you're thinking, well, how do you deal with problem-solving and strategic thinking on a playground? Well, that's all when it comes into play with how do children interact with one another and how can they get across from point A to point B, especially when you're on, you know, unique climbing apparatuses and different styles of equipment. With social-emotional skills, that's where it incorporates things like imaginative play and those social skills developments, which are very key for children. And then last, certainly, there's a strength component, whether you're using your upper body, your lower body, or your core as a whole. So examples of some of the equipment that you'll see on this playground include a Wii Go-Round and a Sway Fun Glider. I highlight those two just to show you from an accessibility standpoint. These two features, or these two pieces of equipment, allow whether it's a wheelchair user or a walker or anyone with a mobility aid, they're able to access those pieces of equipment independently. Whether it's a wheelchair user, they could roll right on. It doesn't require them to be transferred. Oftentimes, children who are using equipment like that, either it's they're maybe medically fragile and transferring them could be difficult, or socially it just is awkward for them. Oftentimes, people are perceived, you know, someone carrying a child as, oh, they're a baby. So socially, it just is one of those things we want to keep in mind. So in the playground, we're factoring in those elements to ensure we offer equipment that doesn't require an adult to transfer that child to enjoy that piece in that play. We'll also have a zip cruise. So this is a dual zip line. So one bay will feature a traditional zip line that you've seen and you're familiar with, and the second bay will feature an adaptive zip line where, again, this would be a transfer piece, but it would allow adaptive seating so anyone would be able to safely ride in that line. We'll also have various forms of thrill. We have unique swing options. We have a very popular friendship swing where two children can enjoy that swing together, looking at each other. We'll have bucket swings with harness adaptive pieces. We'll have oodle swings, which where multiple users can ride that together. Boogie boards, sky rope climbers. We'll have various slides. Will feature a roller slide, so that features some sensory components from tactile, and it also assists any children with cochlear implants. If you have one of those implants, you can't ride a traditional slide safely due to the static buildup, but the roller slide allows you to safely maneuver across that slide and enjoy that play. We'll also feature various sensory pieces. We'll have large-scale musical pieces that are rather popular, as well as different sensory panels to ensure that we're honing in on those tactile and vestibular components. Now to our budget. So when we started this project, as I mentioned, we were inspired by what we've seen in Perrysburg, particularly Rotary Park as their first, Wood County's first playground. You know, we had these really grandiose visions of what we wanted to achieve. And, you know, we quickly started off with, you know, $800,000 budget. We were going to have this really robust playground. Now, if you compare our lot size to Rotary Park, you'll realize, well, the size is a little bit different. And so taking into consideration what land we're working with, as well as what we can do to offset labor costs, we've reduced our budget and now have a goal of $550,000 for this particular project by adjusting the equipment that we're using and then also building in the community build component where we'll be able to have our community come together and help build certain elements of the playground. We're able to reduce those costs. We're excited to share that we are just under $190,000 of funds raised so far. We were recently awarded the Helping Hens, Mud Hens Fund Grant just recently for $25,000. So that's been added to our total, our funds raised so far as well. We do expect construction to begin summer 2025 as long as funding is met. Construction will expect to take place roughly about 3 months, with the community build taking roughly 2 weekends to conquer those two areas. I do want to add that our organization is a 501c3, so we are a public registered public nonprofit. So donations, sponsorships that we're receiving are tax deductible. That's not the case with all the parent clubs throughout the community. So something that's unique for us. Just to share a glimpse of some of our community partners, we have Females in Action Toledo, Metro Park, Stability Center, the Greater Toledo Community Foundation, Lanny Firefighters Local 2243, Inside the Five, Will County Plays, Happy by Us, Deeds Barbecue, Slovenia Schools, and the list goes on. This is just a snapshot. We have a lot more partners that we've already that has already joined with us. Before I forget, you'll see Gem Photography on there. The pictures that you've seen throughout the slideshow, Gem Photography donated their time to make these take these shots as well. And they're actually photographs of Slovenian students using equipment actually at Rotary Park in Perrysburg. We reached out to them and said, hey, can we use your playground? I said, we're going to use some PR stuff with it. You know, is it okay if we take shots? They were, of course, more than welcome for it, more than happy to have us do that. So you can make a difference. What we're seeking today is your support via community connections and collaborations, ultimately publicly endorsing the project for us, and most importantly, becoming an accessibility ambassador. That sponsorship of $100,000 will provide the City of Slovenia with naming recognition permanently affixed to the structure as well as donor signage, and it demonstrates, most importantly, Slovenia's commitment to making the future more accessible. When we talk about what we can do to improve our community as a whole and really send that message about inclusion and accessibility and really making our community more well-rounded and accessible to everyone, this is a perfect opportunity to capitalize on that. It's a great marketing pitch for our community to bring businesses in. When we see nonprofits such as ourselves doing well, that looks good for everyone. You can't go wrong with something like this. It's just a positive message for anyone joining our community. We do have an event upcoming to help bring awareness, more awareness to this project. We are hosting a benefit dinner at Ward Pavilion, thanks to our partnership with the Metro Parks. It will be held on Friday, June 28th. I did pass out flyers. I extend the invitation to each of you to join us at that. Tickets are on sale for that now. The event is sure to be a good time. We'll of course feed you. We'll have auctions and raffles and all sorts of fun things to raise money for this project. We have also recently developed a partnership with Slovenia Rec, where we'll be partnering with them on their 80s and 90s party this summer to kind of build some more awareness across the community for them as well. And then this is just our contact information. We do have a website that you can access for ticket purchases and to learn more about the project, things that are happening, our partners. We continue to update that on a regular basis, and as well as all of my contact information. But I thank you all very much for your time today, and I welcome any questions or anything you may have.
Well, thank you for the presentation. We appreciate the information. I have a few questions. So is this facility in addition to or in replacement of the existing playground equipment?
Great question. A little bit of both. So primarily it's a replacement of quite a bit of the equipment that is outdated or just needs replacement. Anything in good condition, we will be maintaining. So just to show, we'll do our big reveal on our final design at our benefit dinner, so you're welcome to. Just to kind of highlight on here, this kind of gives you a general snapshot of what things are going to look like. So because of the sheer cost of the four, so as far as the sheer cost of the four in place rubber, we wanted to be very creative. In a perfect world, I would love to put four rubber all through the entire surface. And if we raise enough money, we will gladly do that. But we wanted to be creative and strategic with what we did. So the green areas that you see on the playground are the four in place rubber. So we're ensuring that particular accessibility surfacing is around anything that's dual access for any user to build access. The tan area that you see is kind of existing space. There's mulch on that, so we will have both dual surfacing. So we'll have mulch as well as the port-in-place rubber. The blank spaces that you see in there are existing equipment that we'll maintain. So there's a Veninzer court. There are some swings that we will maintain as well. There is the smaller fenced-in playground that was from the old preschool off over in this area. We'll be opening up that. So our goal is to fence in the entire area so that we do have an inclusive space for everyone, regardless of what their elevation concerns may be. Up here is where you have wildwood access into the back, but you'll see the supporting plates here. So again, yes, any of this, to answer your questions, are any of those spaces are things that we will be maintaining. So some of it's coming and some of it's going.
So I don't mean this to sound like Shark Tank, but when you say we are maintaining, who's we? Is it the Stranahan PTA? Is it the schools?
So this is the initiative, this project, is kind of all the PTA, so it's separate from the school. So we are the one working with the contractors. So we're working with Pentura and using LSI equipment, as we've decided to go with, based off of their accessibility features and what they've shown us with equipment inclusion, coupled with kind of the strength and durability of their particular playground equipment outshines some of the other competitors out there. So we're going that direction. So once this is all built and up and running, hands will be turned over to Sylvania Schools. Because this is on the property for Sylvania Schools, they'll maintain upkeep just like they would on any other playground. That's what we're seeing come, and that's what Wood County Plays does. Other organizations building similar playgrounds on land owned by another area is being turned over and then maintained by that person.
We have a maintenance agreement with Sylvania Schools.
It'll be, because it's on their property, they have agreed to take over. So whatever if there are large scale projects, that's something that we would, of course, if we want to add another piece of equipment, no different than we would do what we do today, that would be raising funds to be able to add that piece of equipment. But the general maintenance of it should be very minimal based off of what we've seen so far.
Is there a contract that Sylvania Schools will take on the commitment to maintain this facility?
Everything, all of our conversations so far have been that because it's on their property, once it's complete, they will maintain it. I can certainly get something in writing, though, to solidify that.
Is this port? I know there's a port. You've been out to, what's the park out on Brent? Prairie. I can't think of it. The name of the park off of Brent Road. Is that a Ford rubber? There's a playground there. Is that a Ford rubber?
Some of the metro parks, the closest things you can see to it are some of it's like it almost looks like mulch, but it's a rubberized mulch type system. It's a little bit different, so it's still bumpy and doesn't have the same smooth consistencies. This would, Rotary Park is the closest one to kind of how this will be.
And there are some of these in Wood County?
Yes. So Wood County, Wood County Plays is a nonprofit organization that started launched a few years ago. Their initiative was to bring inclusive playgrounds to community. So their first one was in Perrysburg. That one was 2020 when that one was built and launched. Since then, they've launched one in Bowling Green.
Who's maintaining the one?
Perrysburg has taken it over, so it's part of Rotary Park.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a, they have a separate Sage Yard like we do?
I'm not sure how exactly it breaks down, but it's part of a city park that's in there. And so once that playground was built, the city took over that situation. And that's kind of what we've left in EG, and then also in Fall Story as well, where they have a new playground that will launch in 2025.
So since this is on school property, but it's an inclusive facility, and I haven't been to Stranahan in a really long time on the backside. So is the facility open during non-school hours for individuals to utilize?
Great question. So because it's on school property, during that short window of school hours, it would not be open to the public.
Sure.
Another reason why we've kind of said, okay, $800,000 project, let's scale this back, because realistically, we know there will be limitations to use. But when you look at when playgrounds are being accessed by families and children, the majority are accessing them on nights and weekends, summertime, things along those lines. So the number of people that are visiting playgrounds during that school hours is far, far less. So yes, there are limitations to some of that time.
So how much have the schools put towards the 100? First of all, 190 grand is a great start. That's wonderful. How much have the schools put towards this effort?
The district has not put any money for it. It's all been private funding that we've done as a private organization.
Okay. Have you talked to the Board of Developmental Disabilities?
I am working on getting a meeting with them, so I put in some requests. I'm hoping to get on their meeting on the 20th. It might be a short turnaround time, so I might be moved to the June, their June meeting.
Okay.
But yes, I'm in contact with
them. You mentioned the Ability Center, 20th.
Financially, there has not been a donation yet, but there's still continued discussions with that.
And have you talked to the township?
Yes, so I presented the township about a month ago, and so they're reviewing what their next steps will be as well. So just to share with you guys, they asked a great question at the end of my presentation. They said, okay, what did the municipalities provide Wood County Place? We have between anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 were donated between the cities that they operate in. So between BG and Perrysburg and Fosteria, each individual playground was either, at this point, Fosteria has been, and as their community has pledged $50,000 just because that hasn't actually, it's not happened yet, but they pledged $50,000 so far. Just to kind of give you some insight on kind of what other we see happening elsewhere.
Any other questions?
And you come back to the school district. Have you gone to them and asked?
There have been discussions. At this point, there's some funding tied up between the improvements that we've seen with the athletic areas. So that's where a lot of the dollars are being spent at this point in time. I think when I view this project as a community component that goes into this, you know, we see the district doing things of, you know, we focus on academics and athletics, but there's so much more than just those two areas, and this project really opens the door for that. Not only is it a great thing to tout for the district, but it's even more importantly, it's a great thing to tout for the community. Even though we're positioned in Sylvania Township, we view this park, and not only how their playground is currently viewed, it's one that's being accessed by residents all over the city. So it's not just Stranahan families visiting our playground on a regular basis. It is families across the community that are coming and play on our current playground. How many more families could access that if it were something accessible? And it's such a great message for us to be able to tout as a city.
So are they giving any consideration? I understand the funding for the other things I'm involved in, some of them. But are they?
At this point, they have not given any funding. So it is one of those things I'll continue to speak with them on, though. Yes. So just, no discussions are ever closed, right?
Let me go back kind of to the beginning of just the vision of this project.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you brought to the table, so to speak? Did somebody approach the PTA and ask you to lead this?
It was really kind of a group effort as what could we do to improve our playground and what could we do to make a bigger impact on the community as a whole. So I can't take all the credit for it. Yes, I do have a son that would benefit from something like this, but I'm not doing it for my son. I'm doing it because I see not only as a substitute teacher, but just as a community member,
how many people this could truly benefit.
Is there a particular age range for this playground? I know many playgrounds kind of target certain groups.
Yes. Great question. So this equipment that we'll be putting into this are 5 through 12 is the age range as far as what that equipment hones in on. When you, if you're comparing anything to,
go back to Rotary Park, Select Flip Center, and seen that, they do have a section Rotary Park that is for your younger, your taller age range. We won't be adding that to this one at this point in time. But yes, there is equipment. This one, this is what we're putting on here is 5 through 12.
Have you guys looked at any grants, state grants, things like that?
Yes, we continue to apply for grants on a regular basis. So we certainly have a great relationship with the Greater Toledo Community Foundation. We're continuously monitoring theirs. New grants post all the time on there, but then we're also accessing other grants elsewhere. Anything that pops up that comes across our in front of us, we are certainly applying for. We've also stressed to other organizations that we're interested in collaborating as well. There are oftentimes grants that are available to certain organizations, whether it be park districts, things along those lines, that we independently can't, but when you collaborate with other entities, things are more advantageous for both parties. So we've opened conversations up for each of those as well.
Tara, it's been nice to hear your presentation again, and I feel like you have a lot of new things that you've added since the last time I heard from you. So thank you for your hard work. I can't remember if Toledo Metro Parks is involved with all of this.
They are. So early on discussions, so they, like, for instance, our benefit dinner, they've donated that space for us. Discussions are still open and pending as far as additional funding for them.
I don't know if you've talked to their foundation lead, but she may have some suggestions on other grants that you might be able to apply for that would be appropriate and in line with this.
Okay.
For some reason, I can't pull her name up right now. I don't know why, but...
Perhaps we could connect on that. The email or the number on there gets direct access to me, so I'd love to have her. If you could share her name, it would be great.
Any other questions from members of council?
Tara. I'm not sure this is in our jurisdiction. So what I'm going to tell you is that before I would support any contribution to this from out of city funds, I would want to see a comprehensive plan for how you're going to fund this and who the parties are that are going to participate and at their levels of participation. And I will tell you right now, I'm skeptical that this is a city function. Okay? We have other taxing districts within our community that have recreation and this sort of activity that are part of their fundamental constitutional makeup. Sage Yard, our Ability Center, we have county organizations that are concerned about mental health and disability issues. What we do in the city of Sylvania is we fix roads, we provide water, provide sewer, provide police protection. We don't do recreation. Okay? As a community, we have delegated recreation to Sage Yard intentionally. And the reason for that is because I think this community values recreation and values the activities that Sage Yard does. And I'll compare this to a lot of other municipalities, including some in Lucas County. Not to mention, if you go to, parks and golf courses in the city of Toledo, and they're not maintained like our facilities are here in Toledo. There's a reason for that, and that is those cities have other priorities. So I'll buy a ticket to your dinner, but I am very skeptical about spending Sylvania tax dollars on this project. I'm not saying I can't be convinced, but to be convinced, I would want to see a comprehensive plan to fund this, and I would want to see, I mean, this isn't even in our jurisdiction. Okay, this is not in the city. So I would want to see a comprehensive plan for how you're going to fund it. I'm not saying we couldn't play a role, but I would need a lot of convincing to believe that we should take the funding. And it's not that I don't think this is important. It's not that I don't think it would. It's just that I don't, my inclination is this isn't in our jurisdiction. It's not in our lane. We are here to do other things. But, so I'll leave you with that. So when you want to come back with a specific proposal for us, I think we would need a, like, I would need, I'm not going to speak for my, I'm just one of seven, okay? I've been here for a while and I've seen these things go down before. And I think it would be very difficult for this council to sign on to this project without a comprehensive plan for how it's going to be funded and to make sure that those other entities that have primary responsibility for these sorts of issues are stepping forward in a way much larger than we would. So I'll just leave that. That's not really a question. That's a one councilman's view on what it would take for him to step forward. So you can go forward with that in mind, and anybody else can say whatever they want, but I want you to know where I'm from. And it's not that I'm hostile to the idea. The idea is great. I have an uncle who spent his life in a wheelchair with muscular dystrophy, and he was one of my best buddies growing up. He died at a very young age. I understand the difficulty of raising a child with special needs. And I've known him for a long time. So I'm not indifferent to the need. I'm just, I have an obligation to, I got elected to this job to do certain things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is it.
Yeah. And I certainly respect your opinion. I would just ask that, you know, we look at this from a much bigger message and a bigger piece than just looking at this as a playground that's going to go in the back of school. This sends a very powerful message about what we stand for as a city and as a community. When we talk about inclusion and accessibility, I've learned through this process and presenting to organizations and various businesses, you know, I thought we, you know, did a decent job of being inclusive and trying to make things. But I see so much more than that and realize there's so much opportunity for us to really build on that and show everyone in this community and the neighboring communities that when we, you know, build something like this or we have this idea, we're sending a message that we want to be accessible, we want to be inclusive, we truly want to make a difference, and we value everyone, and not just saying we are going to do something, you know, and then, so I totally understand. I think this is a lot bigger, and it can send a bigger message than just being a place to play. What's great about this location is simply why it works is the Park District and having Westwood Tech Hub. So that's where we learn about kind of this particular location. Totally understand your opinion.
Any other questions from members of council? Hearing none, thank you very much for the presentation. We appreciate all the information. And if you would send us the presentation,
yep.
You know, maybe follow-up questions that we have.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly appreciate your time. Are there anything else to come before the Committee of the Whole this evening? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion carried, and we adjourn at 7:41. Thank you.